稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。
Lord, we know that we are 3 days away from Christmas.
我们知道我们还有三天就要到圣诞节了。
In English, we call it the festive season.
我们在英文里面说这个就是一个庆祝的一个时候。
Many families are planning for family reunions.
很多家庭他们重新聚集在一起。
Preparing meals.
我们准备食物。
And all the exhausted activities around Christmas.
在很多的有很多的活动。
To many who do not know the Lord,
很多人知道神。
Christmas is about parties.
在圣诞节就是一个聚会。
Exchanging of gifts.
一个交换礼物。
Family time.
一个家庭的时间。
Going away for holiday, etc.
可能在也出去旅游啊什么的。
Nothing wrong with those things by themselves.
在这些东西没什么错的。
As for me, I've been through a busy year.
我们经历了一个很长的一个很忙的一年。
For me, it is like this.
我们有点好像就停下来。
In sports, we call it time out.
在一个运动里面，我们就说中场的时间。
Stop, rest, and relax.
就是我们停下来，我们放松一下。
However, for Christians, Christmas is a deeply meaningful time.
在我们基督徒的心里面，这个圣诞节有一个很重大的意义。
Christmas is about God's love for this world.
在这个圣诞节就显现神对这个世界的一个爱。
Christmas is about God's gift to the world.
这是神给世人一个礼物的一个时间。
Apostle Paul describes this gift as too wonderful for words.
在保罗说他这个是非常一个奇妙的一个。
Given this festive time, you might ask Brother Wing, why would you choose such a difficult and awkward question?
在我们在这个时候，我们为什么要讲这个非常困难的一个题目呢？
How can I not forgive?
为什么我不能饶恕？
Hopefully, as the sharing goes on, you may see why.
我们在分享的时候，你可能会发现是为什么。
My original title was How can we not forgive?
我们最初的题目是说我们
I wanted the message
我们为什么不能够饶恕。
I wanted the message to be more personal.
我希望这个信息更加的就是对个人的来说。
Which means we seek our own heart within our own circumstances.
我们在我们自己的心里我们来想一想。
From the time that I knew that I was going to share today, I asked the Lord, what would you like me to speak on?
在我分享这个信息之前，我就问了上帝，我说我能够来讲什么题目。
It's 3 days before Christmas.
在这个圣诞节之前。
Shall I talk about Jesus born in a manger?
我们是不是来讲一讲什么詹姆斯邦德的这个
？Or perhaps Joseph being asked to marry a young girl who is pregnant and not his wife?
我来讲一讲约瑟夫的这个。他的女朋友但没有结婚就怀孕了。
Or about Mary and the virgin birth.
或者是讲童贞女玛丽的事情。
However, as the days passed, as I sought the Lord, a new topic came to me.
在时间过去的时候，就神给我了一个新的一个题目。
I recall a sister who shared with my wife how she could not forgive someone who had wronged her.
一位有一位姊妹跟我的妻子谈起她很长时间不能够饶恕。
And this sister is a believer.
这个姐妹她是一个信主的人。
I don't know the circumstances behind the issue.
我不知道这个具体的情况怎么样。
Really, I don't need to know.
我也没有必要知道。
The central point is she cannot forgive.
这重点就是说她不能够饶恕。
And then I had another discussion with one of my brothers in Bible study fellowship.
然后呢，我也跟一起弟兄们一起在那个查经的时候。
In his church, he leads a group of men in Bible study.
他在他的教会里面，他带领一些弟兄一起查经。
They are in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
他们有50、60、70岁的人。
One thing that he had shared with them, or they had shared with him, is that many of them have been hurt over the years.
在很多的人的心里面，他们就被伤害了很多时候。
And they found it very difficult to forgive others who have hurt them.
他们也发现他们很难，就是说去饶恕这些伤害他们的人。
The third time this topic came up was in our own Bible study group in church.
在第三次的时候，就是在我们自己教会里面的一个查经的时候。
I take the opportunity to thank Brother Ian who leads us every week.
我们感谢神他Ian弟兄带领我们查经。
We have very strong discussions in our Bible study.
我们很讨论的非常热烈。
Last month the issue of unforgiveness came up.
在上一个月就是这个饶恕的题目出现。
Now this morning, this question is not to dampen your mood to celebrate Christmas.
我们并不是在这里谈论这个题目，是要淡化你在这个圣诞节的比较兴高采烈的一个情况。
But in reality, during Christmas, families gather together.
在现实当中，我们就是家庭的一起在一起聚会。
There is an Australian saying called "You grin and bear it." Grin and bear it. How do you say that?
你笑笑笑就。
In other words, you come together. You come together.
就是这你们走到一起。
You laugh.
你们欢笑。
You eat.
你们吃东西。
You exchange stories.
你们一起交换那个故事。
Where are you going for your holidays?
你们去出去旅行。
After that, you go home.
在最后你就回家了。
But under the surface,
站在上面，在底下面
，there are hurts and unforgiveness.
在这里面还有一些伤害和那个饶恕的事情。
Sometimes they go back years.
有的时候它很长的一段时间。
As I deal with this question, how can I forgive? I've prepared four questions.
在我们这个里面，我们有了一个四个问题。
The questions are:
这四个问题就是
Do you know why forgiveness is so difficult?
为什么你觉得饶恕会这么难？
Do you know why it is important to forgive?
为什么饶恕是这么重要呢？
What is God's view on forgiveness?
在上帝对饶恕是怎么看？
And lastly, what is my testimony for Jesus Christ?
那我们在基督耶稣里面的见证是什么？
I will attempt to answer these questions.
我想回答这些问题。
I don't have all the answers.
我没有全部的答案。
But I know God has the answers.
我们知道神他自己有答案。
Before I share, I needed to ask myself this very important question.
在我分享之前，我问自己这个很重要的一个问题。
I needed to search my own heart.
我自己心里面在思索。
Do I carry any unforgiveness in my own heart?
我是不是在我自己的心里，我还有没有饶恕的？
I can say by God's grace, I do not.
我凭着神的恩典，我可以说我没有。
It is easy for me to tell others to forgive.
在很容易说我告诉别人去饶恕。
In other words, I have to preach the message to myself first.
我需要把这个信息告诉我自己。
In English, we say talk is cheap.
我们在英文说说说是容易的。
Reading God's word is not that hard.
在读神的话不是很难。
But applying His word can be very challenging.
不过它实现起来是非常的有挑战性的。
The simple reason is God's word goes against our natural grain of flesh.
因为它的神的话是针对我们自己的老我。
We go to the first question.
我们在第一个问题上面看一看。
I borrow this quote from a well-known American preacher by the name of Tim Keller.
我们可以看一个叫 Tim Keller 的，他有一段话。
No one is seriously wrong, who is seriously wrong can just forgive the perpetrator. But when you forgive, that means you absorb the loss and the debt. You bury yourself, all forgiveness then is costly.
没有一个受到严重的委屈的人可以饶恕犯罪者，但是当你饶恕的时候，这意味着你要承担损失和债务，你自己来承担，那么所有的饶恕都是昂贵的。
If I borrow $5,000 from somebody and I can't pay back, I have a problem.
如果我有5,000块钱，借来的5,000块钱。
But if the lender tells me you don't have to pay back, It's good news for me.
他 借给我的人到最后说，哎，你不用还了。
But it's not good news for him.
这是对我是很有益处，但是对他是一个损失。
Because he just lost $5,000.
因为他损失了5000块钱。
Just the same situation if someone has done me wrong, and I forgive that person, I'm prepared to release that person from the wrong they have done to me.
就是当有的人对我做一个错事的时候，伤害我的时候，我给他饶恕的时候，其实我自己承担了这个。
My forgiveness has cost me because I'm bearing the consequences of my forgiveness.
我饶恕的时候，就是我自己承担了这个后果。
Even though he has done me wrong,
虽然是别人对我做的错的事情。
In my natural flesh, you will tell me, my mind and my pride will tell me that is not right.
在我自然的人当中，我的老我当中，他会告诉我说这是错的。
That's not fair.
这是不公平的。
Why should I bear the wrong when I'm in the right?
为什么我要承受别人的错，当我自己是对的时候？
Unfortunately, that's the way our natural mind is wired up.
这个就是我们自然人的一种想法。
As Brother Moses shared in the music evening,
当我们弟兄在分享的时候
，In this world, if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
如果你对我好，我也对你好。
If you're not so nice to me, I won't be so nice to you.
如果你对我不好，我也不会对你好的。
When we say forgiveness is costly, it has nothing to do with money.
我们虽然我们讲这个饶恕是昂贵的，但是我们不是说钱的问题。
But it has a lot to do with pride and humility.
我们只是说的一个骄傲和羞辱的事情。
The forgiver surrenders his pride to forgive.
这个人要降卑自己才能够饶恕。
However, when we think of the humility of Christ,
我们想一想，神所承受的那些羞辱。
Forgiveness becomes a lot easier.
我们的饶恕就变成容易得多。
Christ demonstrated forgiveness and humility at the highest level.
这个基督耶稣在很高的一个层次上面，最高的一个层次上面，给我们显现了那个饶恕、羞辱和饶恕的一个关系。
He gave his life to save us from our sins.
他把自己的命献上给我们的拯救。
He gave his life as the only price that the Father would accept as full payment for our sins.
他付了代价，就是只有这样的代价，神才会接受来饶恕我们的罪过。
He gave his life that whoever believes in him will receive eternal life.
这个他献出这个生命，使得我们所有信他的人就能够得到一个永远的生命。
In this country, if you break the law, you face the consequences.
在这个上面，你如果信主，你也就是得到这个后果。
In God's economy, we break the law, but He pays.
在神的经济学上面，是我们欠下的债，他来还。
He paid it through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是用他的独生子来还我们的债。
When the Holy Spirit shifts our mind from flesh to spiritual,
当圣灵把我们的思想从自然人引到那个属灵的上面，
forgiving a person who has done you wrong is a lot easier.
我们去饶恕别人就是变得很容易。
We come to the second question.
我们再来看第二个问题。
Do you know why it is important to forgive?
你知道这个为什么这么重要？是饶恕是这么重要呢
？In the most direct way is because God commanded it.
因为神提醒我们要这样做。
We find this in Matthew 6.
我们在马太福音怎么说
？For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
You might say to me, Brother Wing, I know this is what God says.
你可能会说，哎，这个是神说的。
But I'm just not able to bring myself to forgive this person.
但是我就是不能够饶恕，怎么办
I just mentioned to you, shifting from flesh to spiritual.
我们就告诉你，你要从自然人的思想转到那个属灵的上面。
You may be unable, but God can.
是你可能不能够饶恕人，但是神可以。
You think it sounds strange? Sounds strange? Do you think it sounds strange?
Strange. 你觉得有什么？比较奇怪是不是
yeah. Not at all.
不是这么奇怪。
Because the real source of true forgiveness comes from Jesus.
因为真正的饶恕的源头是在于我们的主耶稣。
Your flesh is unable to forgive, but the grace of Jesus enables you to forgive.
你自然的肉体是不能够饶恕，但是神的恩典临到你身上，你就变得可以饶恕别人。
Your flesh can't forgive.But God's Spirit can help you.
你的肉体是不能够饶恕，但是神的圣灵可以帮助你饶恕。
Because Paul in Galatians tells us,
保罗在加拉太书里面说，
If we live by the Spirit, let also walk by the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
The point I'm making here is this.
我们的重点是这样。
As you seek to mature in Christ.
如果你在神里基督里面慢慢成长
，You shed more and more of your flesh desires.
你就肉体就慢慢的就减少。
Our worldly thinking.
你在思想里面
，What we want to do instead of what Christ wants us to do.
我们以前是想我们要做什么，但是现在我们应该想。基督要我们做什么
？We shed our flesh and focus on the things above.
我们渐渐摆脱肉体，我们注重那个属灵的方面。
Again, Paul encourages us. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
所以保罗在哥罗西书里面提到。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
As you seek the things above, God sees the desires of your heart.
如果你们在思念上面的事的时候
，And He will provide you the grace for you to do what you need to do.
他会把恩典赐给你，让你可以做他要你做的事情。
Forgiveness is an act of grace.
这个可以饶恕实际上是一个神的恩典。
The highest demonstration of grace is God's love and forgiveness for us.
在最高的就是神给了我们这个恩典，给了我们那个赦免。
We find other examples of grace and forgiveness in God's word.
我们也可以看到其他的一个例子。
The story of Joseph in the book of Genesis.
在那个创世纪里面就有提到约瑟的故事。
We're not going to go through the whole story, but I'll just give you some highlights.
我们不会把这个全部的故事讲出来，我们就敢看几个要点。
The brothers sold Joseph into slavery.
约瑟被卖到一个埃及为奴。
And Joseph was imprisoned because Potiphar's wife made the wrong accusation.
约瑟在监牢里面被人陷害到监牢里面去的时候。
But God's hand was on Joseph. Eventually, he became the prime minister of Egypt.
但是神把他提高变成他们的埃及的一个首相。
Even though he got to the top, do you think he ever forgot or forgave his brothers for what they did to him?
神虽然在上面，他没有忘记他的弟兄对约瑟所做的事。
It is quite likely that he buried deep inside anger and unforgiveness.
可能他心里面也有一些愤怒。
But the moment came in Genesis 50.
在创世纪的五十章里面。
When the brothers passed on the father's message to forgive his brothers.
在这个弟兄们给那个他们父亲一个信息说那个。约瑟的赦免的信息。
Joseph broke down and wept.
在约瑟就他就
I believe that at that point in time,
痛苦,
yeah. I believe at that point in time, whatever unforgiveness that Joseph carried was released.
在这个就是说约瑟他的很多的他的负面的这些情绪就在这一刻被释放。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这么说呢？
You look at Joseph's answer.
因为你看一看约瑟的他的那个
it takes,
说的话。
It takes God's grace to give his answer.
他
But Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, preserve many people alive.
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Can you and I say that?
我们也能这样说吗？
The brothers were going to kill him.
他的弟兄几乎害死了他。
But sold him to slavery.
但把他卖到一个奴隶里边去。
He went to prison not because he did wrong.
他到监狱里也不是因为他做了什么错的事情。
He went to prison because he did right.
他到监狱里正因为他是做了对的事情。
And yet Joseph forgave his brothers.
但是约瑟饶恕了他的弟兄。
When God's grace take over, unforgiveness becomes a lot easier.
当神的恩典临到，这个饶恕就变得很容易。
Because you release your unforgiveness to the Lord.
因为你把这个不能够饶恕的重担就卸下来。
And when you truly forgive a person who has wronged you, do you know what is the outcome?
如果你真的把饶恕一个人给你对做的伤害的时候，你知道这会变成怎么样的一个光景？
You experience God's peace because you do not carry the burden anymore.
你就会感受到神的安息，因为你不再把那个重担自己挑着。
One of my children, when she was in school, she was very active.
我们的小孩在学校里面是非常的活跃的。
She would do a lot of trekking with groups of friends.
她会跟一些朋友一起去野外远足。
Carrying a heavy backpack.
他们带着很多的一个重的背包。
At the end of the day, they would just put their backpack down.
在每一天结束的时候，他们就把那个背包卸下来。
And she would feel such relief because the weight is off her shoulders.
他们就感到非常的轻松。
You will feel the weight off your shoulders when you're able to forgive.
在你饶恕的时候，你也会感到这样的一个种轻松。
You pass the load to the Lord.
你把这个重担卸下来。
He can carry your burden.
他为你担重担。
Because he carried the burden of the world.
因为他把重担挑在自己身上。
The world's sin.
是，就是这个世界的罪恶，他自己挑。
So carrying your burden is not a problem.
挑重担不是一个问题。
I would say that if you truly forgive, you will sleep better.
如果你真正的饶恕，你也会睡得好一点。
You will find peace, God's peace that surpasses understanding.
你会感到神的那个安息。
You will find your heart smiling.
你会觉得你的心也在微笑。
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为神里面的喜悦是真的。
Before I leave this question, I need to give you a caution.
我会给你们一些提醒。
If you do not forgive,
如果你不饶恕，
your unforgiveness may turn into bitter.
你会心里面感到很苦。
Bitterness is poison.
这个苦是有毒的。
It will rob you of sleep.
它会打扰你的睡眠。
Of joy in the Lord.
它会影响你在神里面的喜乐。
And God's peace.
也影响你在神里面得着安息。
Lastly, as you forgive, please do not forget to pray for that person.
当你饶恕的时候，也要记得为这位人祷告。
Again, this is not natural within our flesh.
这个也不是我们自然人里面所有的东西。
We will leave the matter with the Lord, and He will deal with it in His time and in His way.
我们把这个事情告诉神，他会在适当的方法、适当时间来处理这个事情。
And eventually, things will work out for good.
在最终事情会变得有一个好的结局。
We just need to trust Him.
我们就是要信靠他。
We move to the third question.
我们再来讲第三个问题。
What is God's view on forgiveness?
神在这个宽恕的事情上怎么看？
We already mentioned Matthew 6:14-15.
我们在一个马太福音里面也提到。
We forgive because we have been forgiven. We forgive because we have been forgiven.
我们饶恕是因为神已经饶恕了我们。
There are other aspects of God's forgiveness.
这神的饶恕有很多的方面。
For example,
举例来说
when Peter asked the Lord, then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次呢到七次可以吗耶稣说我对你说不是到七次乃是到七十个七次
Peter thought that he was being generous seven times
彼得他认为他的七次饶恕已经很好了
And we know 70 times 7 is 490
我们知道七十个七次是490次算一算。
The Lord is not telling Peter, start counting up to 490.
他耶稣不是说你把这个数一直记着说数到一个490这为止。
And when you come to 490, you stop forgiving.
也不是说到了490次就不饶恕了。
Truth be told, forgiving a person many times is not easy.
我们也知道在饶恕这个人很多次是不是太容易的。
But yet, that's what Christ has commanded us to do.
但是这个就是耶稣的命令。
If you think 490 is a big number, think of the number of times you have asked the Lord to forgive you.
你如果认为这个490是一个很大的数字的话。
Speaking for myself, I can add zeros after 490.
在我
lots and lots of times, thousands.
要加很多的零在里面。
When we think and reflect, many things that the Lord asks us to do, it is not easy.
当我们在思想的时候，我们就发现说，很多神要我们做的事，并不是很容易的。
But when we really seek to walk in the Spirit, it is not that difficult.
但是我们真的是在属灵的这个上面寻求的话
，simply because
事情就变成容易了。
Simply because we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and control our lives.
就是因为我们是让圣灵来我们心里做工。
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是神圣灵的力量。
Our default mode is pride and fear.
Pride
and fear.
我们的那个骄傲和那个我们的恐惧。
Because we don't want to be hurt again.
我们不想再听到。
Another example of God's view on forgiveness is found in the book of Philemon.
我们另外一个例子，神对这个宽恕的看法是在另外一个。圣经里面
It's a very small book. Very small book.
这是一段很短的一段经文。
One chapter.
就是一个章节。
25 verses.
25节。
It's like a little postcard.
就像一个小的明信片。
But it contains powerful teaching.
但是这里面有一个丰富的内容在里面。
Paul is writing to a believer by the name of Philemon.
在保罗被邀请到一个腓利门家里面。
Philemon has a slave called Onesimus.
腓利门有一个奴隶叫做
Onesimus，
阿尼西姆，对。
And this slave ran away.
这个奴隶呢，他就偷偷的跑掉。
And Onesimus meets Paul in Rome.
在阿尼西姆然后跑掉了以后，他在罗马遇到了保罗。
Of course, Paul through his teaching, Onesimus became a believer.
在保罗的教导下，那个阿尼西姆成为了一个信耶稣的人。
So we have a master, Philemon, a believer.We have a slave who has not become a believer.
我们有一个主人是叫腓利门，他是一个信主的人。还有一个奴隶，他阿尼西姆也是个信主的人。
We still have a problem now.
我们还有一个问题没有解决。
The slave ran away from the master.
因为这个奴隶是他偷偷的离开了主人。
So Paul writes to Philemon to ask him to take Onesimus back.
保罗就对那个腓利门说，把那个重新接纳回这个阿尼西姆。
Paul tells Philemon this.
保罗对腓利门这么说。
Whatever wrong that Onesimus has done, charge it to my account.
不管他对你做了什么错事，你算到我的头上。
That Paul was prepared to absorb all the wrong that Onesimus has done.
保罗把这个阿尼西姆所做的错事都揽到自己身上。
Does that story sound familiar to you?
你对这个故事熟悉吗？
Because that's exactly what Christ has done.
这就是耶稣对我们做的事情。
He has absorbed all the wrongs, all the sins that we have done.
他把所有的罪担到了他自己的身上。
This verse in Colossians tells us that. Having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
哥罗西书这样说，又涂抹了在利率上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Christ has cancelled our debt of sin.
神抹去了我们的债，免去了我们的债。
Every of our sin nailed to the cross.
把这个罪钉到十字架上。
I love the imagery of the cross.
我喜欢神十字架的形象。
When we stand at the foot of the cross, we are all on level ground.
我们站在十字架面前的时候，我们都是在一个平面上。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
When we meet Christ one day, we might have this to say to him.
我们当我们见主耶稣的时候
，to ask him to forgive our sins.
来求他赦免我们的罪。
Do you know what his answer is going to be?
这个你知道这个答案是什么吗
？He said, "What sins?"
他说什么罪啊
？When we confess and truly repent.He forgets. He doesn't remember.
当我们承认我们悔改我们的罪的时候，他就忘记，他就不再纪念我们的罪。
Why can we be so sure?
为什么我们这么确定呢
？Again, it's found in His Word.
我们可以从他的字里面来，他的话里面来发现这个事情。
He tells us in Hebrews that the sins and the lawless deeds I will remember no more.
他在希伯来书就这样说
，Not because God has bad memory，
不是因为神神的记忆力不好，不是因为神的记忆力不好。
When we are truly repentant, He forgives and He forgets.
如果我们真正的悔改，他就赦免我们，他就忘记我们的罪。
This very well known verse tells us that.If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God's view on forgiveness is ultimately demonstrated at the cross of Calvary.
神对这个赦免的看法是在那个 加利利的十字架上就显明了。
I say to you about the cost of the forgiver.
我们告诉你这个赦免的代价。
Just before his last breath, Jesus said, "Eloi, Eloi, sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?"
在十字架上，耶稣说，父啊，为什么离弃我？
At that moment, God turned his face away from his son.
在这个时候，神也掩面不看。
So costly that he had to turn his face away.
他的代价是何等的重。
This is the same son that God said to Jesus when he was baptized.
这个就是神所钟爱的独生子。
This is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased.
这就是我所喜爱的。
In another version says, this is my son who gives me great joy.
就是这个儿子给带来天父带来很多喜悦的那个儿子。
If you think that you receive unfair treatment, injustice, or even suffering,
如果你认为你受到了不公的对待，甚至于一个很痛苦。
Think of what Christ suffered for us.
你就思想一下，神主耶稣是怎样为我们承担。
There is no comparison.
这个是不能比的。
I come to my last question. What is my testimony for Jesus Christ?
这就是最后的一个问题，就是我们对这个赦免的见证是什么？
I think this is a very humbling question.
这是一个非常很谦卑的一个问题。
Why do I say that?
为什么这么说呢?
The essence of the question is this.
我们问的问题是这样。
Do I put Christ first, or are my hurts more important?
我们是不是把耶稣基督放在第一位，还是说我们把这个我们所受的伤害放在前面?
Let's say someone has done you wrong.
我们假设有人对你做不好的事。
If you continue to focus on the wrong, you will get angry.
如果你一直聚焦在那个做的错的事情上面，你就会很愤怒。
But be patient.
但是你要耐心。
Even when wrong has been done to you, God uses situations and people to develop us.
虽然是有人对你做的错的事情，但是神利用这个机会使你得到成长。
Don't focus on the situation.
不要把这个事情记住聚焦。
Don't focus on yourself.
不是把眼光聚焦在自己身上。
Because if you focus on yourself, you feel self-pity for yourself and get even more angry.
这样子你会更加的愤怒。
And also, don't look for someone to blame.
也不要去责备别人。
If you do that, you will complain even more and become again bitter.
如果你这样子做的话，你会心里更加苦。
How we respond to the wrong done to us, put this question into reality.
你怎么去回应人家对你做的事情？这个事情是
What is my testimony for Jesus Christ?
就是我对神的见证是什么？
We can respond in two ways.
我们可以在不同的方法来回应。
We put Christ first.
我们把神放在第一位。
Or we put ourselves first.
或者我们把自己放在第一位。
If we put ourselves first, we will retaliate.
我们如果把自己放在第一位的话，我们就会报复。
I say that because I did it for many years.
我这样说是因为我这样做很长时间。
Until the Lord changed my heart.
一直到神改变了我。
What does putting Christ first look like?
那么把耶稣放在第一位是怎么个情况呢？
And this verse from 1 Peter sums it up pretty well.
彼得前书就说
To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶， 以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
When I return insult for insult, I am retaliating.
当我把那个辱骂还辱骂的时候，我就是来报复。
But you look at the verse, it calls for us to give a blessing.
但你们看到里面他说给祝福。
Another version says, pay them back with a blessing.
就是说倒要祝福他们。
Truth be told, many of us would struggle with that.
真的我们每个人都会在这个事情上面挣扎的。
But when you apply the question, what is my testimony for Jesus Christ?
当你想到我在耶稣基督里见证是什么，
our response to giving a blessing brings a whole new perspective.
我们就是说要祝福。
When we change our perspective from present into eternity,
我们的目光从现在看到是永远的时候，
and we do not focus on now,
我们就不会聚焦在这个上面。
It's just like a farmer in James chapter 5 talks about a farmer waiting for the harvest.
就是我们圣经里面提到的一个农民在盼望收获的时候。
We wait for the return of Christ.
就是我们要准备耶稣基督的再来。
In addition to paying a blessing, you pray for that person.
你要祝福这个人。
In our pride, we think that we can change people.
在我们自己里面，我们觉得我们可以改变人。
In the end, only God can change anyone's heart.
其实只有神能够改变人的心。
Our task is to share the gospel of salvation in Christ. Our task is to share the gospel of salvation.
我们的任务就是要共享这个福音。
Our task.Is to model Christ.
我们的任务就是要效仿耶稣基督。
It is God's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit that transforms lives.
我们的神就从这个改变。
It is not our job.
不是我们的工作要改变。
We think it's our job because it is our pride to say that we've done it.
我们因为我们自己的骄傲，我们说我们改变人。
It's the grace of God that works.In the person's life.
其实是神的恩典来改变人。
I said a bit earlier about God is using people and situations to change us.
我们刚才提到就是说神利用这个别人来改变我们。
As people see the transformation and the change in our lives, the question of What is my testimony for Jesus Christ becomes a reality.
在别人看到我们怎么样被神改变的时候，我们就做了一个见证。
The more we focus on other people's wrong is when we are focusing on them.
我们如果一直聚焦在别人给我们做的什么错的事情，
The less we see of ourselves.
我们就很难看到我们自己。
Instead,As Peter encourages, we should be peacemakers.
我们看到
peacemakers
成为一个和平的一个。
We should be harmonious.
我们就是要带来和谐。
Focus on the unity of the spirit.
我们再聚焦在那个属灵的事情上面。
In the bond of peace.
在个和平里面。
And the verse also calls us to be sympathetic.
这个圣经也叫我们要有同情心。
Brotherly.
就是像弟兄一样。
Kind-hearted.
有一个很彼此体恤。
And humble in spirit.
也有一个谦卑的心。
And if you have not noticed, Christ has all these attributes.
我们也看到基督有这些所有的优点。
So, as we're moving to Christmas,How can I summarize this morning sharing?
我们马上就要到圣诞节了，我们现在来总结一下。
I will show you a 3-minute video.
我们来看一个很短的一个录像。
It was first in English, but by the power of technology, it now has Chinese subtitles.
我们虽然这个是英语的，但是我们有一个中文的一个字幕。
Brother Stephen, whenever you're ready.
If you truly are sorry, I know. I can speak for myself. I forgive you. And I know if you go to God and ask Him, He will forgive you. And I don't think anyone could say it. Again, I'm speaking for myself, not even bad for my family. But I love you just like anyone else. And I'm not going to say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. And I wasn't going to ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what both of them would want you to do. And the best would be give your life to Christ. Again, I love you as a person. And I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please? Please?
Yeah.
This is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Very recent.
就是最近的时候。
Happened in Texas in October this year.
在十月份发生在德克萨斯的一件事情。
The young.
我们看到的是一个年轻人。
His brother was sitting in his own apartment.
在他的哥哥住在他自己的那个房子里面。
The police officer went back to home after a day's work.
在一个警察他下班回到自己的时候
She entered his apartment thinking that it was her own.
他进到他的那个房间里面他以为他是他自己的房间
She saw this man who is this guy's brother sitting in the apartment.
他看到他一个陌生的男人坐在他的房间里面
The first thing she thought was he was an intruder.
他认为他是一个闯入的人
She shot him
他就开枪了
Killed him
把他打死了
Eventually the police officer was convicted of murder
后来这个法庭就以那个谋杀罪起诉他
And she was sentenced to 10 years jail
他判了十年刑
But yet you look at his testimony
你们看到他的一个见证
The best thing for her is to give her life to Christ.
这最好的就是她把这个生命奉献给耶稣。
Can you or I say that?
我们也这样说吗?
The highest good is for the killer to give her life to Christ.
就最好的事情就是把 那个杀人的人把他的生命交给耶稣。
If you are unable to forgive, seek the grace of the Lord to help you to forgive.
如果你不能饶恕的话，就求神给你力量来饶恕。
No one is out of God's reach.
没有人，神是不能够达到的。
When you pray for this person who has done you wrong,
当你为这些伤害你的人祷告。
Remember, this is the same God who parted the Red Sea.
这就是把我们远离罪的那位神。
The same God who stopped the sun from setting in Joshua 10.
就是这个神把我们的罪给赦免的。
The same God who put muscles into dry bones in Ezekiel 37.
我们的神也是就把那个是使人复活的那个神。
The same God who raised his son from the dead.
这个神也是使他的独生子从死里复活的那个神。
And the same God who forgave your sins and my sins.
这个也是那位神赦免了我们一切的罪。
Release your unforgiveness to the Lord.
把你的不能够赦免的重担卸下给神。
If you don't, you will become bitter.
你就不会在心里有苦毒。
And bitterness is poison.
因为这个苦毒是有毒的。
As we approach 3 days for Christmas, may I urge you to do something?
当我们在临近圣诞的时候，我们在请求你。
If you carry unforgiveness in your heart.
如果你在心里面还没有赦免的话，
Ask the Lord to open up your heart to reveal what unforgiveness you carry.
请求神打开你的心，看一看为什么还没有赦免呢？
This could go back many years.
可能很多年以前的事情。
It does not matter how long.
不管是多久。
As the Lord opens up your heart, you may be flooded with tears.
当神打开你的心的时候，你可能会痛哭。
Let the tears flow.
让这个眼泪流下来。
As the tears flow, seek Lord's grace to enable you to forgive.
当你流泪的时候，你就寻求神的恩典。
This may take a while because it's so deep.
因为它是非常深的。
It may be more than one person.
可能也不是只是针对一个人。
It doesn't matter how deep.
不管是多深。
It has been said, there's nothing so deep that God is not deeper.
不管怎么深的话，但是神可以进入更深。
Most important, remember, this is what the Lord has commanded us to do.
尤其重要的是，因为这是神的命令让我们去做的。
You saw the young man's response.
我们看到了这个年轻人的这个回应。
He told her he loved her.
他告诉她他爱她。
And then he leave the matter with the Lord.
他就把这个事情交给神。
He will deal it in his way and in his time.
他就是在他的时间里面。
Even though your relief may not be instantaneous, but at least you have started the journey of forgiveness.
至少你可以从那个赦免的路上开始行走。
You pay them back with a blessing.
他倒给他祝福。
If you all have an opportunity to see this person, pray for the Lord to tell you what to do.
如果你有机会见到这个人的话，你就为他祷告。
I'm not here to tell you what to do.
我们不是在这里告诉你怎么做。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit and His grace.
这是神圣灵的工作，也是他的恩典。
However, we have to make sure our motives are pure.
但是我们要明确我们的动机是纯正的。
Because the Lord will see our heart.
因为神可以见到我们的心。
Of the motives why we do things.
他会看到我们做事的动机。
Ask the question, what is my testimony for Jesus Christ?
我们再问一个问题，我们在耶稣基督里面的见证是什么？
I can answer it for myself.
我可以自己来回答。
I seek to glorify him in whatever I do.
我们在做事的时候就是寻求神的荣耀。
And when I fail, I seek His forgiveness and He will pick me up.
在我失败的时候，我们就是请求他赦免，他会把我们重新带起来。
And I go again.
我们就又开始行走。
This kind of forgiveness reflects that hymn that we sang, that Sister Evelette, how great is thy faithfulness.
我们在刚才唱的时候，就是唱那个你的信实是何等广大。
This is the true Christian faith.
这就是真正的基督徒的一个
信仰。It's not about what we can do, but what has been done for us.
不是说我们自己可以做什么，而是说神为了我们已经做了什么。
The last part of my sharing is to talk to anyone who doesn't know Christ this morning.
我们最后的就是来针对是还没有认识主耶稣的人。
Do you know why Christ was born?
你们知道为什么基督诞生？
Do you know his mission when he came to earth?
他在地上来做什么？
His mission was to die.
他的任务就是去死。
For the sins of the world.
为了世界上的罪而死。
And he completed his mission.
他达到了。
He died without sin.
他为我们的罪而死。
He could not sin.
他没有犯罪。
And his death satisfied the Father's requirement of this world.
他的死满足了神公义的要求。
The price was paid in full.
这个代价是付了。
Once and for all.
就是一次，也是为了全部。
All you need to do is to come before him.
你所有能够做的事情就是来到他的面前。
Thank you for dying for your sins.
感谢他为你的罪而死。
Seek his forgiveness.
请求他的赦免。
Surrender your life to him.
把你的生命献给他。
And this Christmas will have a new beginning for you.
在这个圣诞节的时候，就是有一个全新的你。
Living a repentant life.
悔改
for the glory of Christ,
也寻求神的荣耀。
As our closing hymn, we would like to sing this song, I Surrender All.
我们来唱一首歌。
I chose this song for two reasons.
我选这首歌有两个原因。
Firstly, for anyone who has unforgiveness, to release all your unforgiveness to the Lord this morning.
我们就是说请求你如果还有没有赦免的把这些重担就交给神。
And if you need to continue to do that at home, please do so.
Yeah.
You can continue at home, please do so.
请你也在家里也这么做。
The second part of this hymn is for anyone who doesn't know Christ, that you will surrender to him this morning.
就是第二个理由就是还对那些还没有信主的人，就是说你能够来寻求他。
If you need to speak to someone, please do so before you leave this morning.
如果你要对我们说的话，也可以。
I will say no more because I will let the Holy Spirit minister to you now.
我们不再说下去了，就是让圣灵在你自己的心里做工。
I surrender all.3:3-12. Oh, you are so great. Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父,
please help us to approach Christmas with a forgiving heart.
让我们在临近圣诞的时候有一颗赦免的心,
knowing that we have been forgiven,
我们没有人赦免的,
help brothers and sisters to seek your grace to forgive.
帮助弟兄姊妹来寻求你的力量来赦免,
and even help them to pay back with a blessing.
也帮助他们，让他们来祝福那些伤害他们的人。
Lord, you have modeled grace to us.
神，你对我们有很多的恩典。
Help us to imitate you.
直到我们见你。
Help us to use this season to tell others about you.
我们也借这个机会告诉别人。
Why he came?
我们的神,
how he died?
你是怎么样受死?
How he rose again?
你是怎么样复活?
And he has promised to return one day.
他也承诺是有一天要再来。
Thank you for this wonderful hope, Lord.
我们感谢这个荣耀的盼望。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to minister to anyone who's not saved here today.
我们也求神你来看顾那些还没有得救的。
Please speak to them.
也请你对他们的心说话。
That they can only find in Christ alone.
让他们能够发现
through faith alone.
主, 我们信实的主。
And by grace alone.
也接着恩典。
Can anyone be saved?
让所有的人能够 被救。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉着主耶稣的名，我们祷告，阿门。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.